For a reality check today, Honolulu Civil Beat's Stuart Yurton has a story about how the next 2 weeks will be critical ones. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, you were monitoring a House COVID committee.
Yes, that's right. So the House COVID Committee, as we call it, or more formally, the House Select Committee on COVID-19 Economic and Financial Preparedness, met yesterday and really laid out a sobering idea that the next 2 weeks are critical, really, for the whole future of the pandemic and the state in a lot of ways.
Well, I know, no one really imagined that this was going to stretch out as long as it has. Everybody was hoping that there'd be a quick turnaround, but there hasn't. And the reality is it could take longer than anybody thought. So what's the snapshot of why these next 2 weeks are so critical?
It's so critical because as these business and political leaders and community organization leaders view it, the state really needs to get its act together and put in place the systems that were designed to contain the virus initially. As you recall, months ago in May, early June, we had almost zero cases, and the idea was to reopen with extensive contact tracing, testing, and isolation of people who test positive and their close contacts to keep the virus in clusters. That was the idea, could be kept in clusters, people could go about their business, and we could open the state to tourism, too, with a pre-travel testing program. That didn't happen, and it is pretty clear now that the contact tracing was never in place. It wasn't adequate for the surge in cases that we had. They couldn't get their arms around the cases in time to contain them, and now we have wide community spread. So the idea is, I'm sorry.
No. So talk about this 5-point plan that they say we need to roll out.
Well, right. The 5-point plan, if you look at it, they said the first one is a change in leadership, which in a sense we've had to some extent. Bruce Anderson, the health director, announced that he was resigning. They want another thing, and we'll get back to this in a second, more accurate and transparent data. But again, the key thing is the testing, tracing, and quarantine, also communication so people can know about it, especially some of the Pacific Island communities that we hear haven't been as connected and have been sort of marginalized and haven't gotten word. So that's pretty much it, plus enforcement of all of these things. Those are the 5 points. So again, transparent data, effective testing, tracing, and quarantine, change in leadership, communications, and enforcement.
And I know
so that's yeah.
Yeah, I know there's been a call for, more transparency and more, I don't know, they want to call it metrics, but just better data that is shared with different agencies.
Right. No, that's right. And again, the House Speaker, Scott Sikey, who's co-chair of this committee, was really concerned. He's been waiting since early August for some data, including things like identifying general places or activities where the virus starts. The Department of Health finally came back to him and told him, we don't have that. So he's saying, well, we don't even know how this started and even the types of locations. So how can we know what not to do?
Yeah, so you wonder, where is the data and can we see it if it does exist?
He says he doesn't think it exists because he's asked for it. And again, if the House Speaker can't get it and we have a legislator, U.S. representative from California who's asked for it, if they can't get it, the media can't get it. It probably doesn't exist.
All right. In the governor's office, what do they say?
Well, they didn't respond to the latest request yesterday, so we're waiting and seeing. But so far, we don't have the data.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.